So I guess you have to do the John Harbaugh checklist, right?
Yes.
That's what you have to figure out. So if you're Stephen Ross and Tom Garfinkel and Troy Aikman and Dan Marino, that's never going to be not funny, though, by the way, saying Troy Aikman in this group. Although I guess Aikman, he doesn't have a say in the head coach. Although I guess if you're paying him, ask him his opinion on anything, no?
Don't leave him out of anything. You're giving him a check. Come on, Dan.
Let him call the plays.
Come on, Troy and Dan. Get together, Troy and Dan.
But you have to go through a checklist, right? And just say, does John Harbaugh make us that much better? If I'm going to open the checkbook and pay him whatever he wants, give him whatever kind of control he wants, does he make us that much better? So I would ask you, Crowder, if John Harbaugh was the coach of this year's Dolphins team, Tua's the quarterback, but, you know, John Harbaugh can't help it if Tua's become a bad quarterback. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he improves that, but Harbaugh's the coach. Tyreek goes down early in the season. Now, I guess you could take it way back further and say, hey, does Jalen Ramsey want to leave if Harbaugh is the coach? Like, there, I guess there's a lot of things that you can go back. But if you're doing this head coaching search, you have to answer all these questions in your mind.
That's the thing. And like I was saying, I was thinking, like, I was thinking about writing down a list, like a checklist. Let's get these boxes checked on whatever that candidate is. But it goes back to the stability of the locker room. Remember Calais Campbell and Jalen, all them veterans, you heard the chatter that they didn't really like how things were going. Just the entire McDaniel illusion of things that we've been dealing with, none of that happens under Harbaugh. He is going to have stability. He's going to have a culture. We know what it's going to look like. This team is totally going to change, Hawk. It's not going to be this fun run around, double shifts, shoot back in the backfield. It's going to be Harbaugh football. His brother and him, their dad, it's going to be that. That's what I think we've been missing with the goofiness of Adam Gase with the taco eyes, with the silliness of all these guys we've had. Like, I think the stability of Harbaugh is exactly what we want. Proven 13 playoff wins over 18 years. Like, that's what we need. That's what the checklist is, his stability.
What the Dolphins end at this season, Solano? Was it 7-10?
Yep, 7-10.
What are they under John Harbaugh this season? Let's say everything is the same. Tua plays below average, certainly for him. Tyreek's out most of the season. Achan is a great running back. Like, everything is there. Harbaugh is your head coach.
And you're saying he, before camp this year, we just switch head coaches.
Yep. Yes.
I will say Harbaugh has 2 wins at least. I think they're at least 9-8.
I mean, if you believe that, and I'm probably on that side, then it's almost a no-brainer, because then he's doing it with someone else's people and essentially system, because if you're coming in at camp, you don't have a lot of time to create a culture and
yes, you know like, what? It might be more, Hawk, now that you ask me that, because think about what was Solano. Solano said the numbers on pregame. They were what they outscored in the third quarter, 120 to 13 or something.
It's worse. It's worse than that. I'll double check. I don't have that in front of me, but yeah, it's insane.
That's not happening. Harbaugh is not going to let that happen week after week after week to get dominated in the third quarter like that. It's just not going to happen under his watch.
Like, you would imagine that week one Indianapolis game, there's no way a Dolphins team looks like the Dolphins looked under a John Harbaugh head coach.
No, and we always start slow. We've talked about this for years. It's funny, what was it, Monday? We're talking about how we could do this. We did this show last year. We might as well replay last season. We're doing the same show with McDaniel. They're going to start slow. He's going to figure something out midseason. They're going to win 4 or 5 in a row. We're going to get all excited. Then they'll get their ass whooped in December by a couple teams. Tennessee Titans that a couple years ago, when we were supposed to be we're not supposed to be a wild card. All of those things are not going to happen under Harbaugh year after year. It's not like we're giving up on McDaniel for a year or two. He's had a chance to get this thing together. He's on the downturn of his bell curve.
130-27 is what it ended up as after being outscored by the New England Patriots. I believe it was 14-0 in that third quarter. Yeah, that's the number, 130 to 27.
We've had we've had a couple teams give us turd quarters over the history of sports down here, and Dolphins are just the latest in line.
Yeah, and we talk, and then after the bye week, there's nothing special about him having 2 weeks to get ready for a game. I would be interested to know Harbaugh's after the bye. I know Andy Reid's after a bye week is crazy. Like those type coaches that you see. You see what a coach can do in certain situations, and there's no we're talking about the Broncos 2023 game. That was what we still talk about with McDaniel. That's what he hangs his hat on.
BetOnline.ag, where will John Harbaugh coach in 2026? Would you like to guess the odds-on favorite?
Tennessee?
Solana?
The Giants.
It is the Giants. Giants are minus 175 favorites.
Yeah.
Listen, the biggest market in the country. You bring a football winner to the New York Giants that already is experiencing some excitement with Jackson Dart. Mm-hmm. Like, got to be an appealing spot.
I went Tennessee. I think I went young, athletic quarterback, Cam Ward approach, but Jackson Dart's the same. Young, athletic, exciting quarterback. He was in D.C. New York is right up the road. That makes sense.
And they have Malik Nabers, a number one option. I know he got injured.
And Scadaboo.
And then they have Cam Scadaboo, who will run through a wall for anybody.
They have a Pro Bowl left tackle. It's Alex Thomas. Their rushers are crazy. Thibodeau. Brian Burns and Abdul Carter, they have a roster up in New York.
So BetOnline has it as the Giants as the favorites, then the Raiders at 5-1, the Browns at 6-1, the Falcons 8-1, Cardinals 12-1, Titans 12-1, and the Dolphins at 14-1. Now, I don't buy into their odds there. I will tell you this. I think John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh are men of principle. I think they certainly believe of themselves that way. I could see Jim Harbaugh saying to his brother, hey, I was part of this Dolphins thing when they had a head coach under contract. It blew up in everyone's face. Everyone thought it was unseemly that they were talking to me while they still had a head coach under contract. I'm not telling you I feel this way, but I could see a conversation where John Harbaugh or his agent says to the Dolphins, we can't have conversations if you have a current head coach because we have too many options for our client to go somewhere that has a coaching vacancy. We don't want him to be the guy who pushed out another head coach in this league. But if you're the Dolphins, you can't get rid of Mike McDaniel if you're not 100% certain that you're not getting John Harbaugh. That would be the worst outcome of everything. Well, I guess those who want Mike McDaniel gone, that wouldn't be the worst outcome of everything because you'd be done with him. But if you'd planned on retaining him and the only way you'd give him up is to get John Harbaugh, so you fire him and then you don't get John Harbaugh, you're back at that search to find Mike McDaniel again.
You're back finding the next upcoming new guy that's going to figure it out. I think this called a pickle. Mm-hmm. You're rocking a hard place. We fire him to get the best guy. The best guy doesn't come. Now we have no head coach yet. Have the conversations. But is it that bad? Hawk, I think you called me out. Is it that bad if Mike McDaniel's gone and we have to find somebody else? Like, why is this hold that we've kind of talked about it? We hold it on to Mike McDaniel like he is this crown jewel or this unpolished diamond. He's not an unpolished diamond.
That's their decision. Like, they've made that decision. Like I said, they could have gotten rid of McDaniel several times during the season or the day after when a whole bunch of other coaches were let go. So their decision is to keep him. So yeah. I'm just thinking through their prism is, hey, if we've decided to keep him, we let him go because we want this guy, but we don't get that guy. We just made a mistake because we had talked ourselves into year five with McDaniel.
Yeah, and that list, the bet, the odds you just read off scare me because they're really just saying because Harbaugh is the crown jewel of this coaching cycle.
Yes.
They're really just saying what's the most attractive job, and the Dolphins is at the bottom of the list. That's scary because I'm thinking through it. Like, I'm like, Atlanta, I'm like, damn, Atlanta, you have Bijan Robinson. You have one of the top defenses in the league. You go to them. Like, Arizona's weird to me. I don't know why Arizona would be above the Dolphins, but the Dolphins aren't a top five job available right now.
Anyway, let's get headlines because we have a lot to talk about today. A lot. Headlines with Alejandro Solana and his windbreaker.
He gets a Jackie Joyner Kersey.
Brought to you.
He got on his Jackie Joyner Kersey.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. What is in the news, Flojo?
Who is ready for a little college football playoff semifinal tomorrow night? Who's ready?
Feed me. I am so ready.
That is tomorrow. There was a couple college football notes. You guys see the Alabama quarterback, Ty Simpson, is declaring for the NFL draft?
I did see that.
And then I think I sent it to you guys. Dan Orlovsky quote tweeted the report and said, I love him for the Dolphins.
Yeah. And then someone I saw responded with, great, just what we need, another Alabama quarterback coming off of Tua.
Let's bring him on in. I don't know if this quarterback class is strong. Ty Simpson and your boy Fernandez, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Fernandez. You got it.
Yeah. That dude's like a Miami legend, bro. I mean, come on, show a little respect to Menendez Fernandez.
I don't know. I don't see it. Maybe he turned me off with that goofy ass post game he had, but I don't know.
I don't trust any of your quarterback takes because you were down on Cam Ward before he got here. You were down on Carson Beck before he got here, and now all of a sudden, you no longer want who's the Florida quarterback? I can't
DJ Lagway.
DJ Lagway. But you talked about DJ Lagway like he was the next Lamar Jackson.
I'll tell you, I was wrong on Lagway, and I was quite wrong on Cam Ward. I'm taking a win for Carson Beck.
Oh, Carson Beck's playing in a game to get to the national championship.
The team is carrying Carson Beck to the national championship.
He carried them several games.
He did. He had some good ones, but. Yeah, that Texas A&M game. What was it, 13-4?
none of the playoff games, admittedly.
Yeah, Hawk, your track record stellar with all that Tua support over the last couple of years.
Well, don't forget about Tate Martell. Tua was actually my best one. Yeah.
Just Tate. What was the quote? We got Tate.